Such a cunt.
Round one, fight.
Fuck's sake. Right.
Composure.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 89 of Cast Reflect. I'm your host, Josh, and I'm joined, as always, by two brilliant co-hosts, sometimes, Adam Lloyd-Smith and Connell Loot the Truth Jennings. How's it going?
Perfect, mate. Nailed it.
Yeah, all good, mate. Yeah. Ready for round one?
First take. Absolutely smashed it. Oh, I'm looking forward to this episode. We've been kind of planning this for a little while. Not ages. I say planning it for a little while, about 2 weeks. Not a lot of planning has gone into it.
About a week and a half more than normal.
To be fair, a lot more than normal. We're going to do a little kind of end of year games episode. So I've got a quiz for you guys to do, each you can work together in, to see if you can defeat the quiz master.
Quiz.
And then we've got the guessy game spectacular as well. So we're all going to take part in the guessy game.
Guessy game of the year.
Yeah, edition 2025.
Heat's on for con.
Yeah.
Heat is on for con.
I'm going to be awful at it.
The tables have been flipped.
But that's later. That's to come. So stick around. We're also going to do our game of the year, like our own personal game of the year. But before that, how you been? What have you been playing? I've been playing the same things. I've been playing exactly the same stuff as I was the last four episodes. It's a good rotation. This is good rotation, isn't it?
Solid.
It's just solid games at the moment. It's kind of hard to be, I'm finding it hard to be pulled away from, obviously, we're all playing a lot of Battlefield. Like, literally, me and Con just played a couple of games. Yeah. It's sort of like hardcore. It was,
We just played the, one life game mode.
Oh, nice.
Trying to get that Counter-Strike fix in.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Mate, we should play it. Next time there's four of us, we should play it. It's 4v4. It's good. There's, how's that central about, objective. Like King of the Hill. But if you die, you get downed, you can get picked up. But if you get shot when you're downed, like in the Battle Royale, right?
Right.
And you die and then you're just dead. So you play a lot more reserved.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
like
cool.
Use your utilities more sparingly and stuff because you've got your one spawn's worth. But then if you've got four of us, you can have somebody support with the defibs and
just constantly picking you up.
You could have somebody as a sniper, scouting.
Mm.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I think with a full squad, you could definitely go into it way deeper.
The
games that we sort of were just playing, obviously we weren't on mic with the other two people, so they were sort of running off on their own and it's sort of kind of hard to coordinate everything together. But yeah, really, really fun. Yeah, and it's definitely a way more sort of tactical way of playing Battlefield.
Yeah, but sounds sorry, mate. Go ahead.
Yeah, it just adds a little bit of variation, really. So it's not so hectic.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit of a palate cleanser. No, it's no choppers. Are there tanks? Are there vehicles?
No tanks. No.
Nothing.
Sounds like a 2 support, 2 recon would be a good. Like a good mix of that. Because you're not really going to need engineer, are you? Or assault if you can't respawn.
No, not really.
I was playing assault, recon, but just for the... I was using the incendiary...
I love that. Such a you thing. Just a chaos grenade. just causing absolute fucking havoc.
Was causing haywire with my thermal scope. It's I can't see anything.
That's not the synergy you need, is it? Thermal scopes and fucking pyromaniac on the other team. Yeah, I mean, I haven't tried it. Me and you, Adam, I think have basically been playing the same stuff, haven't we? Well, actually saying that, we did have a proper sesh on Ark Raiders, didn't we, the other day?
I feel like you finally sort of seen what it's about now, because I know you sort of asked, what's the point in it?
Which
I can kind of see, because there's not a lot to the game, really, but then, those experiences that we had in those games, it's those
so
tense moments and, those, shootouts and, holding back and, I feel that is the core essence of the game, and I think that's why like it's been like such a success. So
yeah, definitely, man. Like, because I played like 6 or 7 solo matches, and you know, I was enjoying it, but playing it with you and Charlie in a three, I think that was, you know, where you're properly communicating with each other, and like you have to make these split second decisions because the time's like slowly ticking down, and obviously you only get one life, so there's so much tension in it. Like when we were in that apartment block and we thought, oh, there's no one going to be here.
Yeah,
it's like
usually an area that you probably won't bump into people.
Yeah.
And
we were on the top floor and we could just hear like footsteps like caning it up the stairs. And we're like, mate, there's a fucking team coming. There's a team coming. They're nowhere here. And then there's like so many different ways they could have come in. And we were all like checking each door. Just and like Charlie.
You clutched it. You absolutely
I hid in the bathroom.
Hid in the shower room.
Hid in the shower room. Adam just took about 50 bullets, but they like kept running in.
took one of them out.
And I just killed one of them, and then another one ran in, and I just shot him in the back, and then the last one ran in, I just shot him in the back as well, with like my little level 1 grey fucking shitty,
your Rattler.
Yeah, my Rattler.
Like the Rattler. One of the worst guns in the game.
But yeah, I definitely get it now, and I'm excited to play more of it. I think definitely squads. Con, you should get it, man. Like maybe when you get back from Canada over Christmas, it'd be sick to have a couple more people in rotation, I think, just to fill out the squad. Maybe a bit easier when other people can't make it.
Reflect squad. Let's get
on it. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. What about you, Con? Have you been playing anything different recently?
I have. I've been trying. They put Lego Horizon. Lego Horizon Adventures on the PlayStation.
On PlayStation, yeah.
Yeah. So I've just been playing that because I haven't played a Lego game since probably the Lord of the Rings one, on PS3. So I was just interested to see why, like, what they were like now. And also I liked the idea of it just being like a PlayStation franchise. I was thinking if they did like a Last of Us Lego, I'd definitely play that.
Mm, yeah, I know what you mean, actually. They're quite like cozy in a way, aren't they? They're just quite
easy to pick up. I actually love the Lego games.
It's very chill, yeah. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. Like, it plays really well. What I would say is it does seem like, obviously, I got it for free with the PlayStation stuff, but if I had paid 50 quid for it, I'd feel like it was a little bit light.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not a huge amount in there.
No.
Usually there's like a lot of content like in the Lego games, like a lot to do. Like they're massive collector fonds.
Yeah. It's basically what they are, aren't they?
It's not a huge amount of collecting.
Oh, really? Okay. Like you should maybe check out the Star Wars one that they sort of did, like it came out like maybe a year and a bit ago, and it's like
saga, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like the Skywalker saga, so like across all 9 films, and there is so much to do. Like you might really like that, and also kind of play cool to play co-op. It's really like fun just to sort of chill out, sit back on the couch and have a little mess about.
Nice.
Just been playing some of that quite casually, quite fun. Like got little Lego versions of like the tripwire and some of the gadgets and stuff. Obviously just mad Lego shit in there, like the hot dog cart and stuff.
Staple Lego. The hot dog cart. Do you know, it's weird that when you said about Lego Lord of the Rings and on PS3 that you used to play, I remember you playing that when we lived in Stratford together. I just have a really weird memory of you in that room downstairs on your bed, like just playing that and XCOM,
room that
like all the time.
Didn't have a window, that room.
But it had like French doors, didn't it? That went out to the...
No, it had just like a patio door.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So if I wanted to open the window, I just had to have the whole door open.
Oh, that's funny. So Ed, just Lego Horizon then for you?
Yeah, well, and then like Battlefield. And then
the usual bits.
Ready for Christmas, mate. I'm going to Canada next week.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
That's going to be lovely.
Can't wait to hear all about it, man. I wanted to go to Canada for years, mate.
I want to get a nice little snowboarding clip for you.
Are you going snowboarding?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice, mate. Have you ever been before?
No.
Something tells me you'll pick it up really easily and just do a great job at it like you do with everything else. Right. Yeah, I know. You can't, apart from taking compliments, you're absolutely shit at that. we're not going to do any news this year. We're just going to go straight into
this year.
Like, our main
this year.
this
no
year.
News this year.
Not doing
none.
Any news
none
this year.
None whatsoever.
We might not be doing any more news the rest of the year.
None for the rest of the year.
No, yeah. So we're going to pick our game of the years, boys. I hope you've got a choice. I got a sneaky feeling I know what Connell's is. I don't know what Adam's is, but let's find out, shall we? Let's find out. I thought about doing a joint reflect one, but
yeah,
I like the idea of just, you know, picking our own one, you know.
Yeah,
and then
there's
three awards to go.
Called the official Game of the Year award. I don't know what yours too.
The well, that is Game of the Year award. What?
That's the name of my award.
Okay.
The official mine's Game called of the, Year the award. Only official Game of the Year award.
Okay, what's yours called, Alan?
Just my Game of the Year.
Just didn't get the memo. Right, who wants to go first? Who wants to?
Well, I feel like mine's obvious. My game of the year is Ball X Pit.
No way.
The roguelite developed by Kenny Sun and published by Devolver Digital.
Good game.
On the 15th of October, late entry, but blew me away. I was obsessed with this for like a fucking solid month and a half, just constantly playing it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Absolutely love this game and can't wait for... They've just announced that there's going to be two lots of updates in 2026.
Yeah.
Adding lots of new content, so can't wait.
Yeah, it's fucking incredible. It was definitely in the conversation for mine. I fucking loved it, man. I got so addicted to it, like, instantly. And then just... basically couldn't stop playing it until I got to the end. And like, it's one of those games that normally when I finish a game, I'll just uninstall it straight away, but I just didn't. I just kept it. You know what I mean? I've just kept it on there.
Mm.
Just ready to play again. Yeah. It's so good. So good.
Yeah, fantastic game.
Have you finished it yet, Adam?
I have not. I've sort of been sidetracked by just like playing Battlefield pretty much.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, that definitely has happened to me with a lot of the single player games I've been playing.
Did actually play a couple of games of it last night though, and I've like unlocked, is it like the Gates to Heaven?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Level?
Like the second to last level?
Second to last one.
Yeah.
So, and I've like I've done that with like quite a few characters now.
Have you got all of the characters now?
Not yet. Almost. I think I've got to like just upgrade some. Like I've placed some buildings down, but I don't.
You got ping them.
Yeah, but it was bedtime, and I had to clock off. So
have you finished it, Josh?
Yeah. Well, I finished all the levels, like once. If you know what I mean. I've done the last level with the like two players. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
I actually didn't find the last level too bad.
No, it's not.
I thought the level before was harder.
The heaven one's the hardest.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the one I struggled on the most was the fungal forest, because it's like before you get the matey that lets you do two, and it's those fucking ones that speed up the ones around them. So they're really hard to get to. The way I did that was use the juggler one, where you just like mortar the balls down.
I was just
aiming for those like fast ones and just get rid of them straight away, and that was like total game changer.
Yeah, so weirdly for me, I think like obviously I've not completed it yet, but the hardest level I think for me was the second stage, the ice level.
Yeah,
the ones with the shields.
Yeah, it just took a while. I guess because I didn't have like many characters, or I don't know, and like I kept dying.
Well,
on that
and
level,
like what evolutions you're going for, like
and then
because some of like, them are really powerful.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ironically, the freeze one was the one I used the most. Like
what
the freeze ball? Yeah. Like fucking hell. That I think with the wind is like makes blizzard, and it just fucking flies through them and just freezes them all. And it's like, this is fucking.
Did you get like the Nosferatu or anything like that?
I'm not sure if I've got that yet.
Is that like bleed and...
No. What's it's that? So you need to evolve the I can't remember what they all are, but you need the like Spider Queen, which is the egg.
The Brood Mother.
Yeah.
The Brood Mother, the Spider Queen, and the Demon one.
Right.
And then you get all of those three evolved, and then you can evolve those into Nosferatu.
I don't think I got that.
It's like there's like double evolution ones. You can get you can make like the atom bomb and stuff.
Oh, that's the atom bomb.
I never got that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
They updated it, didn't they? I think which recently when it shows you your like what one synergize with what you've already got. And then it never used to do that, and it's like so you hover over it and it'll tell you if it synergizes with one you've already got. Yeah, which is cool. Yeah.
Mate, I absolutely loved that game. And then that led me to just go and give Vampire Survivors another try, and I've absolutely loved that as well. So
yeah, I must admit, I'm tempted to get on Vampire Survivors.
Crack on, mate. It's so good.
It is good. Yeah. It's so, like, just easy and, like, it's so brain rotty, but it's just...
Yeah, but it's just like, that's what video games are for sometimes, isn't it? Yeah.
Mate, you'll end up seeing like the gems in your sleep. You'll be trying to go to sleep and you'll just see like the ring.
Mate, I had the music in my head from Ball Pit like for ages. Like the fucking when the enemies like jump in time. Stuff like
that's another thing in the Survivors. Like it's such a good music selection. There's so many tracks. Yeah. Like, and they're all like really catchy.
Like little chiptune tracks.
It's great.
I think I'll get the DLCs in the new year.
Definitely recommend.
Nice. Well, Ball Pit isn't a fantastic choice, Connell. Absolutely fantastic choice. What have you got, Adam?
So for me, again, late in the year, Battlefield 6.
Oh, nice, mate.
Yeah,
nice.
I mean, it's not really doing anything different, do you know what I mean? But I think for me, it's like Battlefield back at where... It should be like it's thriving. Like,
I knew you wanted to say that. I could see it in his face. I was about to say, look how much comments say Battlefield. Look how much he wants to say it. I fucking, honestly. Sorry, Adam. Apologies for him.
No, and I think, like, I was sort of. Really like looking for a game where like I could play with like all my mates and like we're all playing it at the same time. We're all sort of talking about it. It's like quite a constant, like few times a week and stuff.
I mean,
I've probably been playing it more than a few times a week.
if you know what I'm saying.
I just had a look and I'm like, I think I'm up to like just over 100 hours now.
Yeah. It's fucking good, isn't it? It's really,
really good.
Like, haven't even touched the single player. Like, not even loaded it up.
Ross was doing the campaign for a bit, and he was like, I'm just playing the campaign. What are we doing? What? Playing the campaign. Just get on the multiplayer, mate. I'm so surprised how many people got it as well. Like, just to echo what you said about playing with your mates, like, there's always at least, like, four people online, isn't there? Like, it's so easy to fill a squad out, really. It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, which is great. And, yeah, I've just been really loving, like, playing that again because, I don't know, for me, the last sort of Battlefields never really quite got to that height. There was just something quite right about them. And, it's got a load of great modes in it. I think they sort of listened to the community, like about some of the feedback in the previous games, and it seems to be like on for like good things to come.
100%. They actually are so right. They really have listened to the community, I think, in terms of like they fixed the challenges, they fixed the tickets, like they made changes and people went fuck off and they stopped it and just reverted it back rather than had the arrogance to just be like, nah, like we know what we're doing. It's like the reason you been able to make this game is because, you know, the people who have brought the ones before, like in a weird way, it's like they know the game like better than do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like we're the guys like playing it like all the time. Do you know what I mean? We're sort of like
experiencing it organically, like
exactly. So and it's been great playing with you guys. Do you know what I mean? When we're all getting into those sticky situations and that, and it's just great, absolute chaos. And So I think playing with people as well has like been like a major factor in that, not just like how good the game is itself, but it's playing with everyone and that like shared experience.
And like you were saying earlier, there's so much variation in it. You can play it any way you want. There's lots of game modes. There's lots of different like weapons and loadouts that you can do. Like you can play really seriously and have like a proper loadout for winning and getting as many kills as possible and stuff. Or you can just sort of go, no, I want to just pung them with the grenade launcher and
I think they've done it right this time as well with sort of the customization, because in 2042 it got a bit crazy.
It was too much, wasn't it?
It was way too much, where you got like someone come flying in with like a sniper with like a defib and all this, and like flying like halfway across the map, and it just got, I don't know, it sort of like lost its identity a little bit for me.
Well, they added in like you could change attachments on the fly and stuff, couldn't you? Like swap your scopes and there was sort of like that.
It was sort of like you know, like with Overwatch where you get like power ups.
It's like hero
stuff,
shootery,
like,
wasn't it?
Hero like powers, and it was just like, I'm not really feeling this.
No, so just go back to basics. Like go back to what you were doing.
The 64 V64 was just
too much.
And the maps were absolutely way too big.
Fucking gargantuan, like, mate.
Too big.
Because you'd be like, should we go to A? Yeah. Should we get a taxi? Or do you want to wait for the chopper to spawn? Because it's like, am I running? I'll just get sniped and then have to start.
Go to A? Yeah. How do I load in over there? Is there any fucking fast travel on this?
Yeah, I know. It did feel like that. So you sort of ended up having these small skirmishes like dotted around the map, whereas Battlefield 6 is tightened the map up a little bit.
It's way more sort of like concentrated and like refined, like you can, I think.
Yeah, well,
you
can
say,
run from
right,
flag
let's
to
go
flag,
for this and then run there.
Yeah.
From basically anywhere.
Spawn on E and go to D and then oh shit, let's nip over to C quickly and just stop that getting capped. Yeah. That's when it's at its best for me, I think, is when you're in a squad and you're all like, you know, you're working together and it's like, right, let's go and get this. And then, because that's how you win in those games.
That's what Battlefield is for me.
It's not about your KD or anything like that.
It's just like working together as a team to like get the objectives done and hopefully come out victorious.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. So, one thing I do hope they add going forward is the like weather events they used to have in like 3 and 4.
They were sick. Yeah.
Like when a tornado would just come through and just like fucking rip half the map apart, or like tidal waves on the naval strike levels where it would just be you'd just be like, what the fuck? Or like, or these big storms would come in and make it like really, really chaotic. Hope they add some of that stuff.
Big skyscraper that would like fall down. It was like it was like Shanghai or something like
Siege
that.
Siege of Shanghai or something like that, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
And that was absolutely epic. Completely changes like the map afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. Caspian border, mate, when the tower falls down. I hope they add a little bit of that. I think they will, because it's, again, like you said, they've definitely gone back to like the staple Battlefield experience. And that's a big part of it. Nice. Another great choice.
Yeah. I had a few sort of in like the running as well. Like Donkey Kong Bonanza was like probably up there. I played that quite a bit. And I think that's in there for contender. Also, like Con's choice, like Ball Pit is. Really enjoyed that. And like Ark Raiders as well. Like it's been great. I've not sunk as much hours into that as like Battlefield or anything, but like what I have been playing of it, like
it's been good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. So
mate, it's been a good year for games, another good year for games. So mine like fell, I was torn between picking Clair Obscur and Silksong as my game of the year, and it ultimately came down to how much I was thinking about the game when I was playing it. And I was trying to think back on like when I was playing Clair Obscur and when I was playing Silksong and how much I couldn't wait to keep playing it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And they're both absolutely incredible, but I did end up going for Silksong as my game of the year. which I'm really, really surprised about, because obviously I've gone on record a few times saying that I'm not a massive fan of the original Hollow Knight.
On this podcast?
On this podcast. On this platform.
I mean, I can sort of see why you picked that, though. You did do a whole episode dedicated to a song. Claire Obscure didn't get that treatment.
No, it didn't. It didn't. I mean, I was lucky that I was kind of like...
How much are they paying you?
I know, Team Cherry.
To betray your own word.
I know, to sell out all my integrity.
to sell out to the big corp.
I know,
The fruit in front of you.
The big independent corp, the self-published team, corp.
They've dangled Team Cherry in front of you.
nice. But yeah, I think actually you mentioned that Brian and I did the Silk Song episode. I think a big part of why I enjoyed it so much was almost like having a bit of a shared experience with Ryan in a way. Like we were both playing at the same time. He was a huge fan of Hollow Knight. I wasn't. And like he was 10 hours ahead of me. So I'd quite often go into work, talk about it. And then he'd be like, you know, like you're doing really well. Like you're at this bit, which is, you know, blah, blah, blah. It might be worth looking here for this item. I just fucking loved it, mate. I could not stop thinking about that game. I could not stop thinking about it. And I know you guys have said you're not massive on Hollow Knight either, but I would really, really recommend playing Silksong.
Yeah.
Because I genuinely think you guys would love it, because it does so much more than the first one does. And it's just so much better than the first one in so many ways. It's a fucking asshole of a game. Like, it's so hard at times and so just disgustingly unfair in a couple of places. But it just gets better and better. It just gets better and better, and you appreciate it more, and then it fucking knocks you out again and you hate it and you don't want to play it.
Mm.
But then you go, I just kind of want to keep playing it, even though I'm getting my ass kicked. And I don't think a game...
Just want to get through to the next bit.
Yeah, and I don't think a game's really done that to me since, like, you know, Bloodborne or Sekiro, do you know what I mean? Something like that, where you're stuck, but you're loving it. Do you know what I mean? You're loving the dance with the boss, just trying your hardest. I went for Silksong in the end because I think it's my game of the year. It's the game I had the most fun with, the game I enjoyed the most. But Claire Obscure, again, I would totally recommend that to anyone else that's not played it. So, Ball Pit in third,
lovely.
Battlefield 6 in second, and Silk Song in first. That's a solid bronze, silver, gold.
Not sure that's how that works.
That is how it works.
If anything, you've just devalued yours slightly by just showing the character of the person who gets to decide it, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Thank fuck you're not on the next episode. Going to Canada, are you? How long's the visa for, mate? No, that's excellent. Three excellent choices.
All great games.
In no particular order. Yeah, last year you got one, this year you got three. So
it's all subjective.
Get on with it, right? Yeah. Right. I've got a little end of the year quiz for you two.
Go on.
It's only 10 questions. It's not very hard, but I thought it'd be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Can you get 10 out of 10? Can you get 10 out of 10 between you?
Definitely not.
When our minds unite.
I'm going to be leaning on you here, Adam.
Exactly. Right. Okay. Are you ready for the
big fat
quiz?
It's
video
games.
From this year?
It's video games. It's questions about video games.
What?
From this year.
This year.
So news... games that released, things like that. It's pretty fucking easy. Don't worry. Right, you ready?
Have you got Gemini?
We're ready.
I have got Gemini ready. Right. Just before that you mention it, when I was doing this, I asked Gemini some questions. And one of them was, This isn't in there, by the way. Don't worry. One of them was, which popular action RPG, known for its challenging boss battles, received a significant DLC expansion titled Elden Ring Nightreign 2025? Was it A, Dark Souls 3, B, Demon's Souls, C, Elden Ring, or D, Bloodborne?
You're like, that made the cut.
Nightreign's not even the DLC.
It's not.
Oh, no,
it's a standalone title.
It says DLC slash expansion, but yeah, you're right, you're right.
Standalone fucking, game.
It's made me worried about the rest of these questions now. No, obviously too. Right, you ready?
More of them, please.
Right. This is a fucking easy one to start with. Which of the following is the official subtitle for Hideo Kojima's PlayStation 5 exclusive Death Stranding 2? Is it A, The Second Bridge, B, Strands of Fate, C, On the Beach, or D, A New World Order?
It is C, On the Beach.
Is that your final answer?
It is.
That is correct. Well done.
Well done, Adam.
Yeah.
Question number two. A little bit harder.
All right.
Not really.
Bring it on.
What is the name of the new female protagonist in Sucker Punch Productions' Ghost of Yote? Is it A, Atsu, B, Lady Masako, C, Jin Sakai, or D, Yuna?
What did you say?
Come on.
Is it A,
Atsu, B, Masako, C, Jin Sakai, or D, Yuna?
It's A.
You sure? Is that your final answer?
Yeah, definitely.
Connell, do you want to throw a curveball in here?
No, I'll just stick with what he says.
You are correct. It is Atsu. Which highly anticipated new entry in a classic Nintendo franchise was scheduled for a June 2025 release on the Nintendo Switch 2, making it a major launch window title? Super Mario Odyssey 2, Metroid Prime 4 Beyond, The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom 2, or Mario Kart World?
Say that again.
Which highly anticipated new entry in a classic Nintendo franchise was scheduled for a June 2025 release on the Nintendo Switch 2, making it a major launch window title? Super Mario Odyssey, Metroid Prime 4.
Oh, this is actually
the Kingdom,
a bit tricky.
Mario Kart World.
It's got to be Mario Kart World, right? Or well, Metroid Prime 4. It's not.
Yeah,
the,
but I
it's
don't know if
two.
Like. Yeah, it's only Metroid or Mario Kart because I. But it might
when
be. A
did
trick
the, quest- when did the. When did the. Was this scheduled?
The Switch came out in June.
Which highly anticipated
which
new
makes
entry.
Me think,
wait.
Yeah. Highly anticipated makes me want to say it's Metroid.
Yeah.
New entry in a classic Nintendo franchise was scheduled for Metroid. A June 2025 release on the Nintendo Switch 2, making it a major launch window title.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Mario Kart World was confirmed. You know what I mean? This he said scheduled.
Mm. So it makes it sound like it wasn't actually a launch title.
Yeah. We'll go with Metroid.
I feel like the question might be worded badly now.
Oh, God, this is what you get when you leave it up to fucking AI.
I know, but it's funny, isn't it? It's a demonstration on why we don't need it.
Yeah.
So what it's Mario Kart World then.
That's right.
Thanks.
Right, here, nice. We are. Here we are. 3 for 3, boys. Obsidian Entertainment's 2025 first-person RPG Avowed is set in the same fictional universe as which of their previous major franchises? A, Pillars of Eternity, B, The Outer Worlds, C, Fallout New Vegas, or D, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic?
I think it's Pillars of Eternity, isn't it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Pillars of Eternity.
Yeah.
Is correct. 4 for 4. Number 5. Which new movement mechanic introduced in Capcom's Monster Hunter Wilds allows players to transition seamlessly from running to riding their mount, the Seeker, for rapid traversal and in-combat mounting? Is it A, the Hunter's Flow, B, Dynamic Traversal, C, Mount Dismount Mastery, or D, Seamless Slinking?
I'm going to go with Seamless Slinking, but I'll leave it up to you, Adam.
No, it's C.
Mount / Dismount Mastery.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Right, number six. What is the first of the confirmed female protagonists? Oh, fucking hell. What is the name of the first confirmed female protagonist in a mainline Grand Theft Auto game since the 3D era who co-stars alongside Jason in Grand Theft Auto 6? Is it A, Mona, B, Talia, C, Cora, or D, Lucia?
I have no idea.
I'm going to go with D.
Calm?
I can't, because I sort of switched off from GTA 6 news about that, to be fair. But that sort of rings a bell, but I'm not 100% on that.
Con, you got any thoughts, mate?
Any insider knowledge?
Any insider knowledge?
Go for D. I've got a sneaky suspicion it's B, but we'll go with D.
Do you want them again? So we got A, Mona, B, Talia, C, Cora, or D, Lucia?
I think D.
You think D?
Yeah, let's go D then.
D?
Yeah.
Is correct.
Ooh.
6 for 6, boys. 6 for 6. Right. Question number 7. What primary close combat weapon and defensive tool is the Doom Slayer shown utilizing in the trailer for the techno medieval prequel Doom the Dark Ages? A, the Aegis. B, the Crucible Blade. C, the Hellforged. D, the Sentinel Hammer.
Never played it.
Crucible Blade?
It's fucking good. Fucking good game. Do you want it again? Which primary close combat weapon and defensive tool is the Doom Slayer?
It's the shield, isn't it?
Oh, it's the Aegis. Because that is a defense. Like, they always use that sort of term for, like, defensive things.
It's the shield that you
can,
like, throw. It's like the Captain America.
Yeah, and it's got, like, the spikes.
It's
the
shield,
like, the
blades. Yeah, a shield sort of, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Is that cool?
So is the Aegis, the Crucible Blade, the Hellforged, the Sentinel Hammer?
It's just, yeah, it's just words, isn't it?
Yeah, the Aegis. We'll go with that.
Yeah? Yeah. That is correct. Just for reference as well, the Aegis had in brackets shield saw next to it as the answer. Right. So I was like, well, I'm not going to read that because that makes it well obvious. Right. Which developer, known for narrative-driven titles, released the first part of their new teen-focused adventure game, Lost Records, Bloom and Rage, in February 2025? Yeah. Is it A, Supermassive, B, Telltale, C, Quantic Dream, or D, Don't Nod?
Don't Nod.
Yeah? Final answer?
Wait, say again?
So we got... Do you want the question or the answers?
Yeah, question, please.
Which developer, known for narrative-driven titles, released the first part of their new teen-focused adventure game, Lost Records, Bloom and Rage, in February 2025? Is it A, Supermassive, B, Telltale, C, Quantic Dream, or D, Don't Nod?
I think it's Don't Nod.
You think it's Don't Nod?
Yeah.
I'll just go with you, mate. I don't really generally play these sorts of games, so I'm sort of about my...
So Don't Nod, final answer?
Comfort zone, so we'll just go with Don't Nod.
That is correct.
Whee!
Oh, 8 for 8, boys. You got 2 to go to beat the boss. Which significant remake, often hailed as one of the best action games ever made, was released in 2025? A, Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty, Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, or Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots?
B!
Snake Eater?
Snake Eater.
Nice, easy one, isn't it? Nice, easy one.
Yeah.
Right, last one. We'll finish on a toughie. According to Newzoo Global Games Market Report 2025, which gaming segment was forecasted to show the highest year-on-year revenue growth rate in 2025, largely driven by the release of new hardware? A, mobile gaming, B, subscription services, C, PC gaming, or D, console gaming?
Come on, this sounds like a you question, mate. You are in the industry.
Do you want the question again?
Yeah, say it again.
According to Newzoo's Global Games Market Report...
I don't need all of it. It's the important bits.
Which gaming segment was forecasted to show the highest year-on-year revenue growth rate in 2025, largely driven by the release of new hardware?
The release of new hardware.
Is it mobile gaming, subscription services, PC gaming, or console gaming?
Why would subscription services have anything to do with new hardware?
Like Steam Decks, Xbox, and stuff like that?
PlayStation
like
Plus?
The Xbox. Yeah. Game Pass.
So which gaming segment was forecasted to show the highest year-on-year revenue growth?
Segment. It's got to be mobile.
Yeah, mobile is absolutely huge. This I is know we don't talk about... Talk about it much, but
this is according to Newzoo's global games market.
Who the hell is Newzoo?
I don't know what that means, mate.
Never heard of them.
It's NEWZOO Newzoo's. Don't fucking cheat. I'll see ya. So you got mobile gaming, subscription services, PC gaming, console gaming.
Mobile gaming, subscription services, console gaming, PC gaming.
I mean, largely driven by the release of new hardware is the last.
It's got to be. It's subscription because Josh isn't letting me go with mobile.
I'm not. No, you can pick whatever you want. I don't mind it. I'm just. This is according to Newzoo, mate. So.
It's new hardware. I mean, there was a massive, like.
Think
craze
about what's
for,
come
like,
out this year.
Yeah, loads of handhelds.
Yeah.
Is it console? Does that count as console?
What are you referring
console
to?
Console has been down. Hasn't console been, not as... Oh, I don't know.
Like, does a Steam Deck count as a console?
Don't know. I guess a Steam Deck is a handheld games console, right?
So is it console?
Well, I'd, if that's your answer, I can lock it in, but...
What do you reckon, Adam?
I can't tell you.
I want to just stay with mobile, but whatever.
We'll go with mobile then. We'll stay with mobile.
You sure?
Yeah.
You've got... Yeah. You happy with that? All right. Locking it in.
Yeah.
Go. You, I haven't clicked it yet.
No, it's fine. You've locked it in.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Oh, what is
what
it?
What was it?
The answer is D, console gaming.
Yeah,
Newzoo's 2025 forecasts highlight console gaming as the fastest growing segment, boosted by the launch of the Nintendo Switch 2 and higher software pricing.
Yeah, fair.
Damn.
You got 90%. That is a good effort.
Yeah, you gave us another one of those as well, to be fair. But we know, I'll take it. It's not bad.
You did it. You fucking did it. There you are. That got the creative, thinking flowing just in time for the ultimate. Guessy
game of the year edition.
How are we going to do this then?
Who wants
to go first?
Well, we're going to do a little bit of a twist on the classic formula. The classic formula being, we normally set up with 3 games, 10 clues for each game. You go head to head, usually Adam and Josh, trying to guess the game. The earlier you guess it, the more points you get. But for the Game of the Year edition, we've all got a guessy game each. So 3 games each that we've worked on with the other two. So me and Adam worked on one for Josh, so on and so on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, how do we want to start? Do you want to do it round by round? An alternate, or do you want to just bang all 3 out and then move on to the next person?
I think for tension... We should do it round by round.
I like round by round.
Yeah, round by round.
Because then
you get like points and it's like, oh, he's got one more than me.
Because we all have a maximum of 30 points.
Yeah.
So let's see what's the scores going to look like.
Right, so should we start with Adam?
Yeah.
Alphabetic order. Adam, Con, Josh, yeah?
Yeah, go for it.
Fucking hell, I nearly read the game out then.
Yeah,
how are we doing this, Con? Should we just
all the time.
Should we just what you do? Take turns on a clue each, or
let's do that.
All right. Well, you kick us off then.
Okay, Adam. For game number one, clue number one, you've got animated cutscenes.
Animated cutscenes. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
That's incorrect.
I'm like nervous. I'm tense. I don't even know why. I really want you to get them, but like, because it would just be amazing if you got it on like the first clue. Do you know what I mean? Okay.
Well, right. I didn't get that. So
no, I mean, obviously they get easier, don't they? Right. Second one is political conflict.
Political conflict
and animated cutscenes.
Oh God. But I have played this.
Yeah. 100%. They're all games you would have played.
Warcraft 3.
That is incorrect, I'm afraid.
Clue number 3 is Dungeon Traversal.
Dungeon Traversal.
Animated cutscenes, political conflict, and dungeon traversal.
This is really hard. And it's harder on your own.
It's probably the hardest one.
Because you've not got like someone else like saying something else and sort of giving you ideas to inspire. Like, oh God. Dungeon traversal, political conflict.
This what separates the men from the boys, mate. Oh. Doing it solo.
You can always pass and get on to the next clue if you want.
Oh, I might as well.
Might as well have a stab at it.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, you've 159% played this game.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Incorrect.
That's incorrect.
Clue number 4, Josh?
Right. Clue number 4 is status ailments. So animated cutscenes, political conflict, dungeon traversal, and status ailments.
Darkest Dungeon?
That is incorrect.
It's incorrect.
Clue
number 5, turn-based combat. Animated cutscenes, political conflict, dungeon traversal, status ailments, and turn-based combat.
Final Fantasy VI.
That is incorrect. Clue number 6 is pixel art.
Oh my God.
It's tough.
Why am I not getting
this? This is for five points.
This is the hardest one you've got, I would say. It's the hardest one you've got.
Animated cutscenes, political conflict, dungeon traversal, status ailments, turn-based combat, and pixel art.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no, what was it? Animated cutscenes? Oh, what was that game? Jesus, I can't even remember. I know what it is, but I can't even, like... What is it fucking called? Why?
This is what I'm going to be doing.
The one with the mechs, Josh. What did we play? Like, and I recommended for you. I can't even remember the name of it, but you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Like, what is it called? Like, I can't remember the name of the actual game.
I know. That's part of it, though.
No.
This is a 5 points as well.
Yeah, I know what it is. This is annoying me because I think it is this game, but I can't remember the name of the game.
It might be that game.
Ah, this is winding me up. Oh, fuck.
Let's take a guess.
Oh. No, but I know the game. Yeah. Yeah. I just cannot remember the name of it. Like, that is killing me. Oh, what's it called? Chained Echoes.
Yes.
5 points.
There we go.
Five points.
It's horrible. Damn.
It's why
Chained Echoes.
Honestly, my head there was just like flicking through like all the like JRPG style games like in my head. I was just like, why have I forgotten what it's called?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a fucking belter of a game as well.
So good. 5 points on the board, Adam. 5 points.
Nice. Sorry, I was slow on reading the clues there. I was trying to guess that.
When we're doing it on ones as well, you're probably going to have to edit out a lot of dead air.
Yeah. 100%.
Like,
yeah. You leave that to me.
Sorry, mate.
No, it's fine, mate.
I'm
like, we're all going to do it. Right, so we're doing con, yeah?
Okay.
Adam, do you want to kick us off with clue number one? Don't read the name of the game out. Like I almost just did.
So, for the first game and the first clue, we have
hotkeys. Hotkeys?
Hotkeys.
Command and Conquer Red Alert 2.
Incorrect.
That is incorrect. Right, clue number two. Can just see his little face look. clue number two is futuristic warfare.
Futuristic warfare. Hotkeys. Futuristic warfare. Splitgate 2.
It's incorrect.
Incorrect. On to clue number three. Industrial soundtrack.
Industrial soundtrack, futuristic warfare, hotkeys.
Yes.
It's Command and Conquer.
I wouldn't be, you know.
I don't know.
Tempest Rising.
Incorrect. Clue number four, railgun technology.
You're a prick. It's Command and Conquer. What is that? Railgun technology.
So we have for clue number one, hotkeys. Number two, futuristic warfare. Number
it's
three,
XCOM 2, isn't it?
XCOM 2.
What? Wait.
It's okay, go on.
That's incorrect. So on three, we had industrial soundtrack. Four, railgun technology. Clue number five, base building.
Base building? Command and Conquer Red Alert.
That's incorrect.
Incorrect.
Right, clue number six to tie with Adam.
Yeah.
Is subterranean units.
You're a bunch of pricks. This is just Command and Conquer. It's just one of them. And I can't even remember
which
one.
You've got
enough
clues there to get it. You've said Red Alert and Red Alert 2.
Red Alert 3?
No, you was about to say, I was about to give you a clue and you're barking up the wrong.
No, we can't give them any clues.
Sorry.
We've given the clues. There's no extras.
I just want us all
subterranean
to win.
We don't get this treatment.
Right. I'm not getting any treatment. What are you talking about?
That's it. He doesn't do it, to be fair.
That's fair.
You can have another guess for that.
No, that's fine.
No, because the next clue is just not going to help.
So did you get clue number six? It was subterranean units.
Yeah. And I said Red Alert 3.
Okay.
So clue number seven, Westwood Studios.
Oh, it's June 2000.
No, that's incorrect. That was the one I thought you'd get it on.
Yeah.
Clue number eight, Kane.
It's Command and Conquer Tiberian Sun.
Yeah. Right.
Fuck it out.
It's a good one though, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. It's hard when
we're gonna get it, but there's a lot. There's a lot of games, isn't there?
I was stuck on Red Alert. I don't know why I didn't say any of the other ones. How many points did I get?
You got three. So there's plenty of time to put it back though. There's only two points.
What were the other clues?
Oh shit, yeah, we didn't do those. Clue nine was Tiberium. Clue 10 was Sun.
Brilliant.
Adam's ones were clue seven, Overdrive System, number eight, Sky Armor, number nine, Chained, and number 10, Echoes.
Nice. Love
that. Right. All right, it's Josh's turn. So hang on, what did I get? Three.
You got 3 points.
3 points. You got 5 points. Still a little to play for.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, are you ready for your game?
No.
Your first game, your first clue, third-person shooter.
Uncharted 2.
Incorrect.
Clue number two, character classes.
Character classes?
Yeah.
Mass Effect 2.
Incorrect. Clue number three, the Marines.
Ooh. What the fuck is that game called? Aliens Fireteam Elite.
He's got it for 8 points.
Fuck me.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Very good.
That's
good head start. That's a good start.
It's not bad. I'll take that. I'll fucking take that.
Your next clues would have been 4-story campaigns, Planet LV-895, Weyland Yutani, Xenomorph Eggs, Cold Iron Studios, Aliens, and finally clue number 10 was Fireteam Elite.
I think Marines was too high. We should have swapped that.
Fine. It is what it is.
But
it is what
we
it
live
is.
And learn. We live and learn.
We'll live and learn for next year.
Marines. To be fair, I thought you were going to go down a Space Marine route.
Yeah, I thought that as well. Also, like,
I think where I've been watching Alien Earth, I was like more in the alien headspace. Right,
that's 8 points. That's an early lead for Josh.
So, Adam, second game. Ready?
Here we go.
Okay, clue number one: cult classic.
Chrono Trigger.
Incorrect.
Clue number two, moral choices. Mass Effect 2.
That is incorrect. Clue number three, PC game.
Cult
classics, yeah.
Moral choices. PC game.
Crotor.
Incorrect. Clue number four is creatures.
Was it?
Cult classic, moral choices, well, PC game, yeah. Creatures.
Baldur's Gate 2.
Incorrect.
That's incorrect. Is it me?
Yeah.
Number five is Miracles.
Miracles, I should get this.
Cult classic, moral choices, PC game, creatures, miracles.
Divinity Original Sin.
Incorrect. Clue number six is village management. Cult classic, moral choices, PC game, creatures, miracles, and village management.
Black and white.
That's correct. That's correct, another five. Mate. That's another five. That does put you in first.
Decent.
For now.
Your next clues were Lionhead Studios, God Simulator, Black, and White.
Nice. Oh. Nice. Had to dive in the depths there.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good game. Right, Con, game number two.
Go on,
clue
then.
Number one is Skill Tree.
Skill tree. You're such a wind up, Josh.
I'm not. I'm just covering my face.
I can just see your little face. Skill tree. What's it going to be? Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
That's incorrect.
Clue number two, RPG.
Oh, it's going to be fucking Zelda, isn't it? Something like that.
I mean, if you played Zelda, you'd know there's no skill trees in it,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Never.
Marvel's Spider-Man, Miles Morales.
That's incorrect. Clue number three is romance options.
Mass Effect 2.
Incorrect.
Clue number four.
Turn-based. Oh,
so we've got
Dragon Age Inquisition.
Incorrect. Clue number five for 6 points. Amnesia. Not the game.
Amnesia. Oh, it's fuck. It's
It's fucking horrible, isn't it?
Oh, it's so annoying. What's it called? This isn't fair. I know what it is. You're the policeman and you wake up and you've got no memory. No. Is that not it? Am I just thinking of the wrong thing altogether?
I don't know.
Fuck. Can you say the things again?
Yeah, skill tree, okay. RPG, romance options, turn-based, amnesia.
Are you having a touch of amnesia?
Absolute savage.
Is that from the game?
No. No.
Just a bit of ad lib there, mate.
Skill tree, RPG.
Mm.
Yeah.
Romance options.
Yep.
No pulling away and silently typing on your phone.
Our phone's here.
Can you at least sit near the mic, though?
Yeah, sorry. It's hard. I'm trying to think.
Oh, no.
What's the new Dragon Age called?
Inquisition?
Veilguard is the new
Veilguard,
one.
Veilguard.
Yeah. Veilguard, that's it.
It's not that, because you wouldn't have told me. Mass Effect 1.
Incorrect.
Clue number 6. Planet hopping.
Huh? Planet hopping?
Yeah. Like, travelling between planets.
Yeah, I get that.
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, it's fucking... Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic.
Hey! 5 points. The most mental thing is that Adam said in one of his guesses a minute ago, he said Knights of the Old Republic.
And I know, we had that, but I was just like, are you doing a weird little fucking double bluff thing here? Like, where I've got it
good,
as well.
That would have been good.
I thought you were like trying to be sneaky, because like when you had said like PC game and like moral choices, I was like, oh, damn, that is like, that's like a BioWare sort of game.
It's so hard when you really like lock in on thinking you know what it is.
Yeah,
it's so hard to get away from it.
To get away from it, isn't it? Yeah. So your other clues were Force Alignment, Darth Malak, Knights, and Republic. Yeah, so you got 8 points in total. So it's all to play for. All to play for.
That's great.
Josh, game number 2, is it?
Let's do it.
Okay. You want to start it?
So game number 2, I'll go for it. First clue, hack and slash.
God of War 3.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Clue number 2, PlayStation 2 and Xbox.
PlayStation 2 and Xbox? Well, that's a fucker, isn't it? I was going for God of War 2 then, but then when you said Xbox... hack and slash on PlayStation 2 and Xbox?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a game I've not played already. Ninja Gaiden?
Correct.
It's probably
clue number 3. Video game adaptation.
Video game adaptation? PlayStation 2 and Xbox. There wouldn't have been many video game adaptations around that sort of time.
Hack and slash, PS2 and Xbox, video game adaptation.
Devil May Cry 2?
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Con, just a quick thing here. I'm actually going to swap a clue round.
Yeah.
I'm going to swap a clue round.
Why?
So, clue number 4. Electronic Arts.
Yeah, I can see why you've done that.
EA? Fuck off. My next one was going to be Prince of Persia, but did they... I feel like that's Ubisoft published. I'm just going to go with Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Fuck it.
Okay, clue number 5. Dawn of the Second Age.
Oh, it's fucking... Oh, which one is it, though? Oh, no, it's got to be Return of the King. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Incorrect.
Fuck off.
Clue number 6. Rings of Power.
Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
That's correct.
I thought you would have put Return of the King because we played it. We used to play it, didn't we? Fuck.
Your next clues would have been Helm's Deep, Gandalf, Lord of the Rings, and finally Two Towers.
When you said video game adaptations, I was thinking someone had adapted the video game, not the other way around.
When your guess was Devil May Cry.
It's a sneaky clue. It's a sneaky clue. Nice. I like it. So what's that put me on?
Yeah. Also, sorry about flipping the clue as well. I just thought, I was like, that. Let's keep it a little bit more competitive.
That puts
you on 13 points.
Okay.
Strong lead.
So should we have a score count before we go into the final one?
Before the final round.
So Adam, you are currently on 10. So solid. Solid. Con, you are on 8.
Yeah.
And what's on? 12.
13.
Oh, that's it. Okay. We've got a 3-point lead. Okay.
Okay. But this is, can it come back now?
It could all come back. It could all
come back around. Are you ready, Adam?
Here we go. I'm locked in.
Clue number one for game number 3. Hordes of monsters.
Vampire survivors.
Incorrect.
That's incorrect. Clue number 2, roguelite.
Risk of Rain 2.
That's incorrect.
Incorrect. Very good guess, though. Clue number 3 is Small Village.
Small Village. Hordes of Monsters.
Hordes of Monsters. Roguelike. Small Village.
But I have played this.
Yeah.
you would have played it, I think. Yeah.
You have.
God damn. Trying to think of roguelikes now. With hordes. I can't think.
Hordes of monsters, roguelike, Small Village.
Oh, Christ. What's it called? Oh, go for the next clue.
Okay.
Okay. Number 4 sold more than 300,000 units in its first 5 days.
Oh, god damn. I'm whiffing this.
You're going to kick yourself for this one as well.
Yeah, I probably will. Oh. Oh, god damn. I cannot think of anything right now.
Do the next one.
Bullpit.
Yes, it's bullpit.
Bullpit.
It's bullpit.
Jesus Christ.
Very good, mate.
That's
very
7
good.
Points, yeah, mate. That's strong. Points. That brings you up to 17. That's a strong score. Your next clues were Several Adventurers, Bullet Hell, Nosferatu, Kenny-san, Ball, and Pit.
Nice.
That's a solid score, man. 17.
I was thinking, I was just like, it can't be.
It's when you said Small Village a minute ago, and I was just like...
Yeah, same. It was so hard not to laugh. I'm sure like 5 minutes ago in the episode, you were talking about the village.
Oh, damn.
Right.
So that's me done.
That's done, mate. 17 that's is a strong, solid, mate. Respectable 17, okay. Man. That's a really, really nice. Good. That's a good score. A
I'm
good
on
score.
8. Oh, Jesus.
You're on
Christ.
8. So, Con, you need to get it first go beat Adam or second go to tie. Right, you ready for your first clue?
Go on.
Indie developer.
All right, is it? Alatro.
No, that's incorrect.
Second clue is upgrading gear.
Indie developer upgrading gear. Upgrading gear. Upgrading gear. The fuck do you upgrade gear in?
Loads of games.
Indie dev upgrade gear. That means it must be... I was hoping something had just come out.
It's so hard, isn't it?
Helldivers 2.
Oh, that's unfortunately incorrect.
Good answer, though. Good answer.
Clue number three, harvesting.
Harvesting. Indie dev, upgrading gear, harvesting.
Yeah.
Tempest Rising?
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Clue number four, minigames. So I'll just go back through those
again.
Come on. That's indie developer.
Yeah.
Upgrading gear.
Yeah.
Harvesting. Mini games.
Sons of the Forest?
Incorrect. Your next clue is exploration.
Sea of Thieves? No, it's not an indie dev.
That's incorrect.
Incorrect. Clue number six, pixel art.
Can I have them again?
Okay, starting from the top.
Yeah.
We've got indie developer.
Yeah.
Upgrading gear.
Yeah.
Harvesting.
Yeah.
Mini games, exploration, and then on to pixel art.
Terraria.
Incorrect.
That is incorrect.
Number seven, staff management.
What is that? Staff management, pixel art. Indie dev, upgrading gear.
Harvesting, mini games, exploration, pixel art, staff management. You absolutely love this game.
What is this game?
You absolutely fucking love this game.
That's a big clue right there. That is a big clue. That's a...
Indie game, harvesting, staff management, upgrading gear. Is it Stardew Valley?
That's incorrect.
Incorrect. So clue number eight, and you should get this now.
Should I?
The Blue Hole.
The Blue Hole?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh my God. Oh, I thought you would have got this by now.
Yeah, I thought you would have got this.
The Blue Hole.
The Blue Hole.
The Blue Hole.
Oh, is it fucking Dave the Diver?
Yeah.
He's done it. He's done it.
But that could have been so many games all the way through.
I know, but that's why it was the last one.
Yeah.
God, fucking hell, that was so hard.
And it was your game of the year.
It was. That's why we picked it, because it was your game of the year a couple of years ago.
It was your game of the year.
I just wasn't thinking
about it. I thought you might have got it with...
at all. That's fucking hell. It's so hard, isn't it?
It is hard. 11 points, mate, in total. 11 points. So not enough to beat Adam, but that's a respectable return for someone who doesn't...
And you haven't even had your third go yet.
It doesn't... You know, you don't do it. You don't do it often. So I'd say that's a respectable go. Absolutely respectable.
That's
go.
Decent.
Yeah, right. Get on with it.
Well, you have to get on with it.
Okay. Well, it's back to head to head between me and you, mate.
Here we go.
The Titans clashing. Here we go.
How many do you have to get it in?
I don't know. Adam's on 17. I don't know what I'm on.
You're on 13. So if you get it in six clues, then you've beaten him. Seven clues and it's tie.
Okay.
He should get this. Right. First clue. RPG.
Mass Effect 2.
Incorrect.
Second clue is handheld.
Chrono Trigger.
Incorrect.
Clue number three. Turn-based.
Oh, no. Handheld. What was the first one? RPG.
Handheld. Turn-based.
So many. Turn-based. Oh, my God. My brain's just gone fucking dead. RPG. Handheld. Turn-based. Final Fantasy VI.
Incorrect.
Clue number four is gear.
Gear?
Yeah.
Handheld. Is that exclusively handheld? I guess you can't tell me that.
Can't tell you that, I'm afraid.
Can't tell you that, I'm afraid.
Brilliant. Hades?
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Clue number five. Regions.
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 This is a pretty generic RPG, isn't it? Handheld RPG.
You tell me.
Handheld you tell RPG. Me.
Turn-based gear, regions.
It's not Chrono Trigger. I'm like sweating thinking, is it fucking Chained Echoes again? It's like a double bluff. Oh, fucking hell, boys. My mind's gone blank. The pressure's getting to me. How many more clues have I got left to get to win this?
So
this is clue number five.
Yeah, so you can get it on this or the next one to win.
It's going to be really fucking obvious, isn't it? It's going to be so fucking obvious. Have I played it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck. I'm just going to go with Chained Echoes. Just is a double bluff.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's okay. Not right. So got to get it on this one.
Yeah.
Got to get it on this one.
Clue number six is birds.
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 RPG, handheld, turn-based, gear, regions, birds.
What the fuck? Fucking... Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Sea of Stars.
Incorrect.
No.
No.
Clue number seven.
This is the tie.
This is the tie.
This is the tie. Johto.
Oh, fucking hell. I don't know which one it is. You know I haven't played this one. Gold. Pokemon Gold. Pokemon Gold and Silver. Is that not right?
I mean, it's up to Adam.
Heart Gold and Soul Silver. Involved.
Yeah, I feel like you can have it for that.
Yeah, you can have it for that. You've said it.
Pokemon Heart Gold.
You said it. Pokemon Heart Gold.
I mean, it's the same game, isn't it?
Different release.
It's not. It's definitely not the same game. It's definitely not the same game.
Heart Gold. Heart Gold.
That
said it.
Means.
Die.
Half up. I reckon you should get half.
Oh yeah, no. Of course you do, because that's the difference between you winning
it. Flipping the clues around mid, because you couldn't do the clues properly.
I didn't flip the clues.
You did. You flipped. You flipped a clue round on mine because you thought it was too easy.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but that was.
Okay, come on. I'm stepping back in as adjudicator here. It is a tie. It is a tie. I was last. I came second. You came tied first.
Well, I think we have to have a playoff.
You have to have a tiebreaker. Oh. And just luckily enough, I have a tiebreaker round for you.
Oh god. Oh, he's actually got a tiebreaker.
It's gonna be a one guess each that you get. I don't know. I tell you what,
how are we gonna do it?
Well, because of your trickery that you play on each other, I'm actually gonna flip a coin. And whoever says right has to guess first, okay?
Hey.
So heads or tails, Josh?
Oh, okay. Tails.
It is tails. It is tails. So do you want to guess first or second?
I'll guess first.
You'll guess first, okay.
Adam's absolutely spent, mate. Look, he's cracking.
Your question is...
You even played Heart Gold recently and couldn't get through it.
It's a tie.
You were like, nah.
Overrated.
Your question is, how old is Jeff Keighley? Closest wins.
Oh,
closest wins.
Fuck me.
Closest wins. Josh is guessing first.
Okay. When did Half-Life 1 come out? 98.
That is incorrect.
He's absolutely not 98.
Jeff Keighley is not 98.
I'm gonna go with I reckon he's born in like 1980 I'm going to go with 45.
Okay. Adam, what's your guess?
47.
I can tell you that Jeffrey Keighley is 47 years old.
Oh!
Nice.
Damn, on the money. Absolutely smashed it, mate. I love that. Not even close. Straight on, mate. Straight in there. 47. Nice.
Damn. There we go. Game of the year champion.
That's a great guess, mate. Guessy game of the year champion.
He's got the title back. It didn't last long. That was great.
Yeah, we'll see how you go. I'll flip your fucking clues around, Joey.
I feel like we should do more of them, where we do that.
It
is good. Like the head-to-heads and sort of like thinking on your own without bouncing off the other person.
It's good.
Yeah, I think that was great.
Mate, a little bit of feedback for the guessy game.
That's it.
Beautiful. Fucking hell. Well done, boys. That was a great little end of year, little fun episode, wasn't it?
Yeah,
lovely way to see the year out.
Con, what you got out?
Still have problems, but with the old video publishing stuff on YouTube.
Oh,
but I'm
shit,
gonna
really?
Try and get one. I found a workaround to getting them out. But it's like I can't. It's annoying because I can't do all of the stuff on it. Like, you know, like when you if you publish a video and you can like link to this video and like all that sort of stuff. Like, I can't do any of that. So I have to like set it up on desktop and then publish it in mobile.
That's really weird.
But I want to get one of the Battlefield ones out before Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the Battlefield ones. Like, can't wait to see some of those antics.
Be fucking awesome. Be absolutely awesome. Nice, boys. Nice. Well, this is the last episode we're recording, the three of us, in it, for the year. Because, Con, you're off to Canada.
Indeed.
In a week or so. I think Adam and I might get Carly on as well. Just do one last episode before we round up. Yeah, before we finish the year. Just maybe
I'll
look back
listening.
On some of the games. Yeah, you bloody better be, mate. Bloody better be. But you'll be back for the big 2026 preview episode. And a return to the new league season of the Guessy Game.
That's it.
Excellent
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, one more thing.
On.
Little shout out to all the crew at Unity.
Yes, yeah. Seeing as they got all upset,
don't want to forget that. Shout out there. Send us merch.
Send us an email. Send us both.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. Get us on the homepage of the Unity web zone.
We love you all.
Yeah. On the web zones, mate. On the web zones. Nah, genuinely, thank you ever so much, everyone that's listened over the year. We did a couple of little videos. We do genuinely appreciate it. So thank you. That'll do us. That's been a pleasure, boys. Another great year.
As always.
Another great year for video games. Mm-hmm. We'll see what next year brings. GTA 6, maybe? Probably not. But we'll see. Right. Excellent stuff. I can't remember where the podcast, so I'm just going to say, see you later.
Peace out.
Happy holidays, you bastard.